Swayze de Bruin is currently the head coach for the Springbok women's rugby team in South Africa. Well, under his leadership, the team that participated in the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup held in England achieved a historic milestone by making it to the quarterfinals, where they faced defending champions New Zealand. De Bruin's leadership is seen as pivotal for the growth of women's rugby in South Africa. And I'm so happy to have Swayze in the studio to talk about how he feels about the achievements and how he plans to build on their success. Hi, Swayze. Welcome to Viz News.
Hey, Linda. It's so nice to talk to you again. Great, man.
I watched you when the women, you know, had that homecoming. You know, how did this feel?
Man, it was absolutely fantastic, Linda. I tell you what, we started a year ago. It was so new for me, and I didn't know where to start or what to do. I've been for 35 years in the men's game. And then, so if I look back now, if I can turn the clock back a few months, it's just unreal what unfolded. And, I'm so proud of the girls and the way they did it. And they were real ambassadors for our country, especially as far as women's rugby is concerned.
Well, you describe it as miracle upon miracle. So take us through those matches. There was Italy first, and, you know, you just kept on breaking records.
Yeah, look, I must say it was miracle on miracle. For me, being a believer, I believe in miracles, and I saw a lot of them just happen, and the girls saw it, you know. And, just a few rugby things, you know, how the moves and the plans worked. It's just stuff that we never really rehearsed, but it just worked. And that Italy game was such a big moment in our lives, because they were rated seventh in the world then, and we were 12th. And, that's where the little song that I played for them, Miracle on Miracle on Miracle, they bought in, you know, and I did convince them as well, you know, a miracle is like multiply if you start believing in it. And so it was just a fantastic, but off the field stuff that we sorted out, and it worked for them, I must say.
So what was the magic ingredient, do you think? What the material you were working with, or what?
Normally, if I can use the, you know, if you bake a cake, you need the right ingredients, you need everything to have the best cake at the end of the day. And that's why I was very fortunate and blessed to have, firstly, the backing from SA Rugby. Suddenly for women's rugby was unreal. Rian Oberholzer and Dave Vessels, our guy in charge of Vibe Performance, they just backed us so much and everything we asked for. And not only that, not that they spoiled us, it's just they treated us like real professionals, and the girls bought in and they felt like true professionals, you know? Yeah. And my management, I'm so, so blessed with a great management team, from our manager, our medical staff, our coaches, the analysts, Zoe, and every single one. And it was new for a lot of them as well. But, you know, the miracle, on miracle that happens, was not just because of one guy, me or what, or that was really the right ingredients from a lot of people doing the right stuff at the right time. And then most of believing that we can do it. You know, we couldn't keep the ball before this. We battled to keep it for 5 to 10 phases. And twice in the tournament, we went over 15, 20 phases keeping the ball. And same with the defense, you know, we would break sooner. And hats off to our defensively, we break down sooner than now. And that's all due to great conditioning work. We've got a guy, Nasir Parker, he spoke to the Russian and their trainers, and he really put a concerted effort in. So yeah, a lot of good work from a lot of people, that helped a lot.
So what's next for women's rugby? It seems that, you know, the gates have been opened now.
Yeah, true. I said there in one of the press conferences, the Giants is awakened in South Africa. And it's so true. You know, firstly, before what's in for it now is just the realization wherever you move. And the girls tell me as well, it's just surreal is the word, at shopping centers, in the social media. It is just, it's like we were like the men's team. We won the World Cup, and we just made top 8. So, imagine we can do even better. Yeah, so the plan forward now, Linda, is as we just this morning had a long meeting again with the powers to be about the way forward. It's going to be more professional now. There's going to be a system where we play with six professional teams in the country and the franchise rugby. And then they promised us as well to get strength versus strength games, because I still believe that was the turning point. The fact that we managed to play the All Black B team, that was for, we were so pleased to that we could play the B team before the World Cup, and that we could play Canada, you know, the icons and for a lot of these girls. Yeah. And so to be, when I think when we beat the Black Ferns in that last game, it just gave us tons and tons and tons of confidence, and the girls started believing. And, you know, that's where I believe the confidence came from. It's when you realize when you set the bar high and you get over, you realize, but I can maybe set it a bit higher as well, you know, and they started challenging, and the fitness, all the fitness tests improved. The body composition of the girls got better. They just became so professional. And yeah, as I said earlier, it's so many factors that if you're any success story, you know, it's, I built my success stories around faith, and they bought in, and I believe our diversity is our strength. That's our big, big strength, especially in this beautiful rainbow country of ours. You know, the Khoisa girls, they love the physical, they're tough, man, and they're hard. And then you've got a lot of Western Cape girls, with a different influence. Your traditional Afrikaans girls, they bring another component. So if you look at all the ingredients of our nationalities, and you know, a lot of girls from the Limpopo area as well, and then yeah, as well, where the girls come from, you know, a lot of them come from very disadvantaged backgrounds. Some orphanages, some really battles, some don't even know their real parents, that's where I say it's miracle on miracle that a story like this can come together and make them so proud and make the country so proud. And suddenly you've got all these young role models, all the role models that wants to be followed, and there's followers, and the young girls now, there's a tournament. I just heard from a guy, schools tournament they organized, that they just flooded with entries. So where traditionally, girls, it was tagged as a man's game for long in this country, not like in the UK and New Zealand and those places. And that what the Afrikaans word is, that
mindset shifters.
Yeah, that has taken place. And now suddenly, and the traditional male would say, it's not for women, you know, and this and that. But for sport and for girls, it's just painted a total different picture. Now everyone loves it, and they say it's the joy that the girls get out of it afterwards, and the singing and the dancing is so different, because the stereotype for men is you concentrate, you firm, there's no jokes, you know, it's this total focus to get the result. With women, it's opposite. They just love it, and that love sort of rubs down to everyone. You know, you must see some of our girls, you know, when they move in a group out and stuff with how they just engage everyone, you know, and they love their spirit. The people just love their spirit. And I think that we took to the rugby field, some good results came out of that.
But not only for South Africa, no, I watched the last match at Twickenham, and they had a sellout crowd. I mean, who would have thought you could sell out, 81,000 seats at Twickenham for women's rugby?
Linda, my whole experience with the World Cup, from we arrived at those stadiums and at the hotels and the whole UK vibe, I realized that women's rugby and the world, and especially in the UK, is huge. That's why I said a giant is awakened in South Africa, but the giant is already there. That's a big thing. It's a big thing. The bus stops at those stadiums. It feels like when my Springbok days with the men's team, you know, you can't get out of the bus. It's just crowds and chanting and carry on supporting. Mm-hmm. And these girls have never ever seen a thing like that in their lives. So they, a lot of them, you know, they became instant heroes.
So, Swayze, what's next for you? Are you sticking to the team? You know, you've got such an amazing career. Was it first the Griquas, then the Lions, and the Springboks, and now, you know, women's rugby. What's next for you?
Name, yeah, that's in God's hands, not in mine. But as far as that we can control it, I've been offered to carry on to the next World Cup. So, you know, and we must just sort all the little detail stuff out now. The plan was that I coach coaches now on South African rugby, you know, the Craven Week, up to all the teams under Ross, that falls under Rossi's auspices, you know, the Sevens, the, so that I play a mentor role. And for, that was the plan for all those coaches, but that's been put aside now again. And, yeah, so, it's me and women's rugby again with my coaching staff and everyone. So we're really planning going forward. And we got to get the product in South Africa better first. You can't have one professional team like the Blue Bulls and then they get all the best players there and then they beat every time, every side, sorry, I mean by 70, 80. And, those guys are the bulk of our team, the national team. And then because they beat everyone so far, they never learn how to defend, for example. So the balance is wrong. And strength versus strength in our domestic game is now the secret. You know, so that's what we're looking at the six professional teams that we can, South African rugby can control the strength and who's playing where, so that if we've got some six good scrum offs, they spread between the six unions, not all of them just with the Bulls, you know. And so we gotta get our act together first. And then secondly, they promised me this morning again that we will, now that we top 10 or made 8 in the, we will get more competitive games, because you cannot improve if you don't compete against the best on a regular basis. If we can have that, it'll be, we will then definitely turn the ship, because the talent is here. The passion, the faith, the support, the media. It's so much beyond South African girls. Everything is there, but we need to get the main thing right, is the domestic competition and then a good enough international exposure.
And what about the money? Because, you know, some of these girls told us in interviews, I interviewed Nomsa Mokwai, that, you know, they still had day jobs. So what about the money? What about sponsorships for these women?
Yeah, now that's not my department. It's SA Rugby, but they're brilliant with this. And the FMB as main sponsor and those people that's in already, they're keen. They've seen what can happen with the team. So they want to put their money, you know, behind the right product. And I'm very excited to see what's going to happen. It's not going to be overnight. Look, the World Cup, Linda, triggered the whole thing and showed everyone what is available. And how can we grow? But now the big trick is, you know, is can we sustain? Because the next World Cup is only in 4 years, and we can't. We've started already thinking of what we're going to do in 4 years' time. Not like in the past, the next game, or where can we find games, or what if we try and get Canada here, or let's go on tour again, you know. And then we go last year. We went there for a tour. I wanted to play France. We're not strong enough. I wanted to play England. We're not strong enough. They give us under 21 side. France did a practice against us. So again, we had to play against Spain. So that's a big problem for me not a problem. They promised me now that we're barking with the big dogs now, and they will make sure that there will be more international games. And on your question, the sponsors want that as well. You know, the sponsors don't want, Mickey Mouse games and set up. They'll jump in if we can play top 8 teams. That'll pull the sponsors for sure. And they said it already. That's almost what they want.
When a couple of your players are a little bit older, so do you have to build a new younger team for the next 4 years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Next week I'm already attending an national under 21 tournament up in Joburg, and we've got so many players carrying on. In fact, of ours, it's only Cindy Boy, our captain, that's moving on. At this stage, it looks like, I don't want to mention names or anything now, but most, let's say 99% of our squad can go for another World Cup, and then we got to bring the new youngsters in. That's another secret. We'll have to bring the right ones in, especially. We're strong in certain departments, the physical stuff side, the mauling, the scrumming. We can tackle hard. We're good with it. Not only defense, but our tackling is solid and hard, but we need, We definitely need speed and more faster goals. You know, I see the differences when we play the top sides. We can take them on an egg department, really. Mm-hmm. But as soon as the game opens up and it's the skill set out wide and pure pace, there's no replacement for real speed with a bit of a ball sense. You know, so that's what we are definitely want to improve. And now we've got a few of those goals, but we need more. We need to go and find that other coach from athletics, from more netball players, more hockey players. Mm. You know, because it's not just speed that will do the trick; it's the speed plus the ball skills. But there's already a bit of. I can't take everything out now, but there's already girls that we're thinking or I that can join the squad and make it stronger.
So you're looking for sprinters and say, oh, that one looks fast. Let's see if she can catch the ball.
I said to my this morning, we drove down in town, and there was a girl running past. I said, stop her. Let's sign her up, you know, because speed, you can't buy speed at the grocery stores. Eh? They've got a bit of netball and the other ball sports background, you know. If you look at a lot of our top players, you know, like a Danielle Lochner or those players, they she's a pretty netball player. You know, so they a lot of them do excel in different coaches, like Nadine Roos as well. You can play her anywhere. She even jumped in the lineouts bus. You know, and she's you need a few more of those for sure. Then the sky will be the limit, I promise you.
My family are rugby crazy. When the boys were watching and my family were watching rugby, they were looking at the tackles and going, can women be tackled like that? So what is your experience? I mean, women are not sissies, are they?
Linda, you know what I've learned through this experience? That story behind every man is that woman. And I tell you why, I don't know why the woman is always behind, because she should often be in front. Women are so tough. They're relentless. They never moan. I tell you what, with men's rugby, go Super Rugby in week 3, and you start, they moan about every bloody thing. The food, the this, and not that they want to moan. I think it's an inherent thing. Even if you get the flu, for a man, when you got the flu, you're sick. You're really sick. For a girl, now it's nothing. It's just a bit of a sneeze. So firstly, their pain threshold amazed me. You know, another miracle that took place, we've never had an injury in 5 weeks. We had one or two bumps and bruises, and I said to the doctor and the medical team, you guys are unreal. Normally with a men's team, you know, in week 3, week 4, week 5, there's about 6 to 10 guys at a little hospital next to the field and must get treated and this and that and look, you know, look like a medical barracks next to the field. With our girls, there was just, it was one of those miracles. And then I realized, but that's how tough they are. And they just, you know, little things like the bus driver would stop at a place. And I was sitting in front, and every girl that came off somewhere thanked the driver for the lift. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Alan. Thanks. Have a nice day. And I thought, hell, you guys are different and special. You're not entitled. You see everything as a massive privilege. And that's what I loved. It's more than just a game. I've got in my coaching philosophy, I work on a 7 principle thing that I worked at over the years. 6 of them are rugby. You know, all the things starting from the how you get go forward and momentum, right, building up through pressure. And then principle 7 is the value system. We call it trust guard system and sisterhood. And how do we support one another? If someone is down, if, for example, the water carrier brings the water on, I don't take it and drink first. I give it to my mate. It's that serving mentality that I just loved with the women. And you know what? The other thing is they make me and my coaches and my management, they make us feel special. They're thankful. Thanks, coach. What a great session. I loved it. Hey, man, it's lekker. It's always high five. And that rubs down, which I wish some more men teams can get that right. You know, if that's where they're relentless. They just, back on your question, I told a long story. I can write you a book on women's toughness, but wow. Initially I wanted more just, okay, girls, just pass with your eyes, soft hands, lean forward, all the, no, they want the ball and they want to run. They want to beat people. They love the physical side of the rugby and they thrive on that. So never, I'll never underestimate a woman again in my life, for sure.
Well, Swiss the brain. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Linda, thank you so much for what you're doing as well for women's rugby. We need guys or women like you and, you know, to boost our game more and put us on the map. And especially from the South African women's side, we're so thankful. We're humble. We like what you guys are doing for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.